Absolutely, without a doubt. Okay, in just a few moments, 5:35, we are going to speak with Mark Spencer from Plea regarding his meeting today in D.C. with Eric Holder. That is next on the Mike Broomhead Show. Don't go away.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow afternoon at 1:06. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being here this afternoon. I want to get straight to the phones because I know it's been a long day for him. On the Newsmaker line is Mark Spencer from PLEA, the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, sure, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know it's been a long day for you. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. And I know you met today with the Attorney General, with Eric Holder. Can you give us a little insight on how the meeting went?
It was an important meeting for us. We requested it, and he facilitated our request, not only PLEAS, but the Arizona Police Associations. And between the two groups, you're looking at over 9,000 to 10,000 frontline rank-and-file police officers in Arizona represented there. It was important, Michael. Eric Holder, a lot of people have been talking to him, especially from the management side of the house. Police chiefs have been throwing racial rhetoric at him. They've been throwing political agendas at him. And we thought it was important to throw a frontline perspective, the real-world perspective, as far as illegal immigration goes and how it impacts our officers and the communities that we serve. And so he facilitated that, and it was greatly appreciated.
So do you think you made any headway with them as far as their opposition to the law or their legal challenge to the law?
He and his team appeared very receptive. We had some other organizations in the room. I mean, the National Troopers Association was very supportive of 1070. The National Sheriff's Association is very supportive of 1070. What was important for us, though, Michael, to communicate to Mr. Holder was the issue that we've been test driving the basic intent of Senate Bill 1070 for 2 years through our revised immigration policy in Phoenix. It's been a successful 2-year test drive where police officers in Phoenix have been given the discretionary ability to contact ICE when they have reasonable suspicion to believe a person's in the country illegally and that contact is in some way connected to criminal activity. It's been very successful. I think it was important for Mr. Holder to hear that test drive of Senate Bill 1070 in Phoenix resulted in the ability to facilitate and partner with ICE and have over 3,000 illegal aliens deported with no additional cost, no additional crimes, no additional drain of manpower. And just as importantly, we didn't have a single civil rights, racial profiling, or biased policing complaint in that 2-year test drive period. That's what we call success in Arizona.
Now, was he surprised to find out about this, what you called the test run for the last couple of years? Was he surprised to hear that?
Well, I don't know if he was surprised, but all I can tell you is the last comments out of his mouth as we left his office over at the DOJ was a reiteration of, you know what, we need to look again at this concept that you've been test driving this. When a police chief or a mayor tells him nothing but bad news and they take the purposeful route to forget or disengage in the fact that we have been test driving the basic intent of Senate Bill 1070, that's somewhat disrespectful. I mean, when the top of the land, Eric Holder, is getting bad information from a Phoenix mayor or a Phoenix chief, when in reality, Phoenix police have been successfully interacting with ICE and bringing crime down in the city of Phoenix, I think that's important information that he needs to be made aware of.
Now, how about national media? You know, the attention was on the fact that the Phoenix mayor is doing everything he can to get on every television station he can to use this inflammatory language. And we know that when the Phoenix police chief was in Washington, D.C. to talk about this, it was covered nationally. Was there any national attention paid to what you were there for today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had contact with the media out here, and I think what the media really got a good look at today was the racial or political rhetoric coming from police chiefs, whereas your police officers, your frontline rank and file men and women have a commitment to the rule of law. Managers have a tendency to side with rhetoric and the political agenda of the day. Police officers consistently side with the rule of law and service to the community.
All right, one last question off topic, off of this topic anyway. Friday, we are going to be at your place. I'm going to be down there for the barbecue. I'm inviting our listeners to come down and join us to raise money for the family of Travis Murphy. You're going to be there as well, correct?
Absolutely. This is a charity event to really assist a hero's family. We'll be opening that grill up at the plea office at 11th Avenue and Adams at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and that'll run all day, even into the night, so we can feed our third shift guys up till about 1 in the morning.
Okay, so because on the flyer it says it's going to be like 11 to 2, and then again from 5 to 8. You're going to keep that thing open from probably about 10 in the morning through, so the third shift guys can come and eat, and people can come down and raise some money. We can get fans down there and do whatever we can to help out this guy's family, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. That means so much, not only to the troops and the ground guys on the ground, but to the Murphy family as well. And then after Friday, come Saturday morning, we're doing that poker run that you guys on motorcycles enjoy engaging in.
Okay, so and Saturday I'm gonna ride with as well. Anything we can do for this officer's family? You know that there's an organization in town. I can't remember the name of it. It's the Irish Pubs. This gift store, Irish Gift Store University and Priest, has T-shirts they make that goes towards a fallen officer's fund, and part of the money had always gone. Well, they decided they were going to have all of the money go to the Murphy family. I just found out this morning when I picked up my T-shirts that since they've been selling these T-shirts, they've raised over $10,000 for the Murphy family.
Well, and Michael, we are so encouraged at PLEA, and Phoenix police officers, our members, are so encouraged. Once again, the community steps up to the plate. I think it's unique nationwide how well we interact, the police and their community interact, and even to go above and beyond that, it's just been phenomenal. Even Sheriff Arpaio has stepped up and has donated. See a broad spectrum of care and concern
right.
for our members. It means the world. Talk is cheap, but we go hands-on in Phoenix, and we see that time and time again.
Well, you know, Mark, I always appreciate the time. I know you're still in D.C. and you're traveling back. Have a safe trip back, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you.
All right, you too, sir. That's Mark Spencer from PLEA, from the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, spending a few minutes with us. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.